My name's Sam Kershian. I am a Vallejo resident. And I have been down to the Glen Cove site countless times over the last 2 years. Every single time I have gone down there, including during this occupation that's gone on for the last 12 weeks, I have seen nothing but compassion, respect, kindness, love, enlightenment from every single person down there. These people have a cultural respect for this situation and land that many Caucasians and other Americans who are not Native Americans can't grasp because they haven't been there. They don't understand it and they never will. And I read comments about what people think and feel about this situation, and some of the remarks illustrate the ignorance that actually borders on racism about drum beaters and moccasins, morons and moccasins, and just some terrible, terrible comments that show the total lack of intolerance and understanding. And I have to say, it's born out of ignorance. But ignorance can always be cured by education if there's a willingness to learn. And it seems like some people just don't want to learn. And that's why people like the lady from the Glen Cove Association has her feelings. And in my opinion, that's why she embellished them. That's a kind word for me. As to what's really going on down there, which isn't. There are plenty of children down there, there are dog walkers, joggers, fishermen, everybody coming down there to respect the land and the people who are down there. It's not an occupation. If the city can make a value judgment as to whether to pass a tax on something that's illegal without the worrying about the repercussions of the federal government coming down on them, because in good conscience they think it's the right thing to do, then you can't question the motives of people who decide to become activists about something they believe in their heart and soul. They're not squatters or trespassers. These are people who believe with every breath of life that they have in what they're doing. And what they're trying to stop down there is wrong. It's wrong. It's a beautiful area. You don't need to put a bathroom and a parking lot on the burial grounds of other human beings. There's a park nearby. There are other lands that could be enhanced. There are many different things that could be done. And the cultural easement that they're asking for now, I really believe, is the right direction to go in. And I hope that the city council does everything they can to get this thing resolved. I know in my heart that this city council will never, ever let this turn into a violent confrontation with forcible removal down there. This city has an opportunity now to be seen in the eyes of the country and the world as a city with care and compassion and love. Not a brutal city that is going to, by brute force, remove people because they believe in what they're doing. Thank you.